Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Staub reaches second base with a double. Stearns moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Wilson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norman who is chasing the ball. Gardenhier reaches third base with a triple. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Expos. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 1 in the game. Falcone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a pop-up towards the mound. Falcone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tavera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone fires to first and has Raines trapped. There's the throw to Gardenhire, who tags Raines for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0-for-2 in the game. Falcone strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter is walked intentionally. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Carter moves to third. It's 3-1, Expos. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Cromartie moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. Cromartie moves to third. It's 4-1, Expos. Ed Lynch now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire catches it and throws to first to double up Norman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing third base. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Tavares reaches third base with a triple. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ratchsick pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Gary Ratchsick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchsick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.